This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm fine.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, Ben Affleck, he's been leaning on Jennifer a lot, Jennifer Garner, since he split with Jennifer Lopez. And it sounds like he wants to
do... Oh, you worked me so hard.
Oh, she got you.
Forgot about Garner.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he...
Rod Garner.
It sounds like he wants
Didn't
to do a
off.
Little more than just lean on her.
That's twice this week I've mentioned Rod Gardner for some reason. And Gardner, not Garner. Gardner.
So-called source says that he'd love another chance with Jennifer Garner.
Oh. Affleck is, man, he's like the, everybody says the coolest dude. In every video you see, like, he's real nice to people. I saw a video of him in a sneaker show.
Just not
a sneaker show.
Yeah, like, you know, the little cons they do where you buy the shoes and whatnot. And
I went to a tweaker show the other day. I was in Piedmont.
That's where you squeeze nipples everywhere. Speedmont, shout out.
Yeah.
Well, he's there with his kid and, like, just talking to people, like, talking about shoes and taking pictures.
So that's at a paid event. I've seen videos of him and stuff where he's a prick.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Over what? What gets him prickish?
Well, like, I've seen the paparazzi. Like
that stuff. But yeah. Not necessarily. Paparazzi's anybody standing there with a cell phone videoing. And then when one person sees, like, have you ever been somewhere where a famous person was? I mean, anytime I go out in public. But no, I'm kidding. You go anywhere and you see people with their phones out. You're like, you start reaching for yours. You're like, what the hell is going on?
What happened?
Need a copy of this, too. Who is that over there?
And people can't behave if somebody is really famous.
But if you're on the other side, you're like, oh, look at the paparazzi over there. No, I'm just FOMOing over here. Because I want to get video of who you are. Hey, Ruben.
Hey, Ruben.
My mom, not a world traveler, but every time I've been into an airport with her, she said, and I learned it from her, she sits there and looks, if that ain't Dustin Hoffman, it looks just like him. Rain Man, is that you? But the one time, she's like, that's Ruben over there. I was like, no, it's not, Mom. Ruben's back in Taylor's, where we're from. I'm talking about my childhood friend, Ruben Ruiz. And it was Ruben Studdard from American Idol. I was like, Mom, that's not Ruben. Yeah, it is, too. He's got a Louis bag. I'm like, Mom, because he's a big, fat, black guy with a Louis bag, you're trying to say it's Ruben Studdard? And it was.
I mean, every time Wahlberg comes to town, there's a lot of selfies that pop up on social media.
Or just pictures of him, like odd picture of him, like it's you call it minimal spaces? Is that what you call it? Where it's like,
I think so. He'll take a picture.
It's him standing in the aisle of that Target. Just looking up at the shelf, and it's like, that's creepy. Like, if he was not a famous person and you snap the picture of a guy just standing there,
it'd be weird.
Reaching, that's weird.
Do you remember
more weird?
Don Johnson,
weirder.
Of course. Advice.
You remember him?
Big Daddy,
yeah, Eastbound and Down.
Okay, well, he
Eduardo Sanchez,
when I worked for Fox, he was on a speedboat and they were doing some kind of big thing. And there were two producers, it was me and this other girl, and I was hoping that he would pick her to go with him on the boat.
Yeah.
No, you
who was
Tubbs?
The other guy on Miami Vice? Sean Tubbs. Patrick Flaherty?
Philip Michael Thomas.
That's it.
Because I was more interested.
Edward James Olmos?
And the sea lions that were out there, and they were the ones that didn't have mates, and I was worried about them at the time.
The sea lions.
And there was one that had like a drink. What are the six-pack things? Scissor. Like the plastic around his neck. And I was really upset about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
You've seen that in real life? Not just
Wow. So I was like, oh, my God. I was just almost in tears because this sea lion really needed some help. But he decided, because I didn't want anything to do with him, that I was his producer. So I had to go on the boat with him. He turned out to be really nice. But still, I was worried about the sea lion.
Well, I was on a boat doing speed with a fox.
Wow.
Sad about that.
So I got to,
he's the size of a boat.
I got to spend the afternoon with him, but he's very nice, you know, around the bay on the boat.
Miss Nash Bridges, of course.
Yeah,
it's Big Daddy. He's not going
to
be an a-hole.
I never got to find out about the sea lion who had that thing around his neck. If they ever called, and
it makes me think about walruses. Are they all men? Because they all have big mustaches.
They all would look like if Lord. Rest his soul. Wilford Brimley were an animal.
God, yeah.
He'd be a walrus.
But like the female ones, do they have the big womb brooms as well?
Well, the only thing I know about these sea lions, they're the ones that didn't have mates, so they would come to the certain place, I guess, looking for extra girls.
Oh, sea lion maids.
I don't know. I was worried about these poor things. But anyways.
Still live with your mother.
Your mother.
The mother with the mustache.
I hope the sea lion survived.
It says here all walruses have mustaches. So that's got to be weird. You're born with one. That's strange.
And then we got to go out to lunch with him. So that was really nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that when you were inspired to go into acting?
I feel like none of that happened.
I think she made it all up just now.
Why would I make all that up?
You just Kaiser Soze'd us.
That's what we try to figure out.
You just looked around the room and made up that story.
No, I didn't.
Oh, that was a good story. True like or false, I loved it.
Yeah, it wasn't like a race or anything.
You would have killed on To Tell the Truth back in the day.
Really would have. Because sometimes it's hard to tell.
But you know, do it so well.
Why would I make something up? You know, I never watch Miami Vice.
What?
I'm not a TV person, you know that.
Dude, I dressed Miami Vice for an Easter Sunday one year.
I really
I had a white suit, and the jacket had shoulder pads in it.
Was Diddy? Diddy was Tubbs.
I was
right?
No.
I mean, I know the song, the Miami Vice song.
He's
the beginning of it.
Scare you from heaven.
But I didn't watch it all the time because that wasn't my thing.
Oh, that was
old Jay and the Hammer.
I went through so many time frames of my life. Like I was certainly like a Dukes of Hazzard boy, you know.
Yeah.
But then I also like the Don Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had that suit. It was like fake linen. Uh-huh. And it was a Hawaiian shirt underneath. I wore it to church.
I think she met a guy named Don with a Big Johnson.
Oh, my God.
It could have been the same thing. No, it was him. I remember him.
Do you think if you're at a strip club, you're getting a lap dance, you could punch a girl in the arm and tell her to get off your Johnson?
You better make sure that still means what that means.
I know. It probably doesn't now. It's probably some abortion joke.
They were filming. I guess it was like some kind of thing in the bay. And I was with the cameraman. Yeah.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. Pay more attention to the cameraman than making sure that he
you
got
made
the
love
shots.
To a gaffer one time.
Made
I
made sure that he got
are you
going to
tell me, at the height of his popularity in the 80s, a good looking, handsome Don Johnson, you didn't want anything to do with?
Like the 5 o'clock shadow? Still smelled of Melanie?
Are you gay is my next question.
Are you gay?
No,
oh,
he
man.
Was, but there's a lot of handsome guys there. It doesn't mean that, I don't know. I was worried about the animal.
You made me think of one of the clips that I did not use this week for the BDA battle. Since Dr. Phil came up, I want to give it to you real quick now.
Because I was really young. Like, I was 19 at that time. I could care less about him.
You couldn't care about him? Yeah, like, she
still
was probably
hung in the chest.
Alf and Pee Wee Herman and stuff at that point.
if he pulls up, let's go to the boat, Pager.
He's talking to this girl who was getting bullied on his show. Got a replay.
This happens every time.
What?
Throw rocks through your windows, you dumb whore.
God.
Open the door or I'm going to throw rocks through your windows, you dumb whore.
What the hell is that?
How did you get my voicemail?
He was reading text that a bully had sent this girl to his own show.
Oh, my God.
But he reads it with that, open your window, you dumb whore.
That's a text from 2 minutes ago.
Oh.
What's up, nutty?
Nutty. Silly. You silly.
So silly.
Well, Ben is trying to get back with Jennifer Gardner, but she doesn't want to have anything to do with them because she has a boyfriend and she has a long-term relationship with a guy named John Miller.
She's a farmer now, too.
Yeah, so that didn't get to happen.
Was it her?
You can't go back in your relationships. You got to go forward.
It was funny you said that. Was she not with, or were there rumors about her and Kevin Hart for some time?
Jennifer Garner? I don't think so.
Wow.
But he's married, right? He's been married for a little bit.
Okay, so maybe I'm wrong with that.
Well, yeah.
I don't know how to look at, like, there should
Garrett
be
a Morris, maybe?
No, he can't even walk. And that's not funny. But there should be a website where you can go in and put in a famous person's name, and it will show, like, a family tree of all the people they've been linked to sexually and romantically. It'd be kind of
fun. Yeah, it'd be interesting.
I mean, a lot of it would probably be redacted. You know, understand what I'm saying?
Because that's the cool thing, though. They like to act like it didn't happen. Yeah. Jamie Foxx didn't talk about dating Katie Holmes until they broke up.
Ah, you just got me.
Was that what it was?
Yep. It was Katie Holmes, not... Good job.
And you know what the reason why I brought up the Don Johnson thing is because I didn't really know who or care who he was, but the other girl that I was an intern with, she goes, oh my God, do you know who you are? She was so enamored with him. You're Don Johnson.
Oh, yeah. I would have been, but hey, can I put the blazer on? Like, you're Nash Bridges and Sonny Crockett.
Oh, crap.
And Big Daddy.
Kenny Power Daddy.
He's a nice guy. He's got a kind of nice smile, but...
What happened to the other son?
And Eduardo Sanchez. He's on a stupid show now I don't want to watch, but, you know, he's still working.
I like it when he's working very graphically. He's the best.
It was a surprise to see him pop up in Django. And he was only in it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Are you excited about Scream 7?
I mean, a little bit.
Maybe,
the last one had a fun twist. It wasn't bad.
I didn't see the last one. I mean,
I think I maybe watched one. It's all the
aren't they? Didn't they bring back somebody that clearly died in the other one? Like, you can use the thing of, oh, they were hurt and they fell in the bushes and the movie went to black and you didn't ever see them die. But like, one of the characters legit died in the movie.
I think that's what they're trying to do with the new one.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Scream 7 will see the return of three dead characters.
Sky!
Yes. Three, not one.
Three. Who?
David Arquette.
Yeah. Matthew Lillard.
Dewey.
Shaggy.
And Scott Foley, who are coming back despite their...
I forgot he was in them.
Yeah, he's got to be.
And David Arquette, yes. He's also signed on. So there you go.
David Arquette's got to lose his hardcore title.
Look at that, Jennifer Garner and Scott Foley in the same headlines.
Now I like Matthew Lillard.
Shaggy.
I do. I think he's sexy for some reason.
What else is he?
I don't know why.
In fact, well, you would know this.
Like, Matthew Lillard?
Yeah.
Like he's
Shaggy,
funny.
The Scooby-Doo movies, and then...
A lot of teen movies in the 90s with Freddie Prinze. Like, he was kind of there for all those.
Was he in She's All That? I feel like I see him in that.
He might have been a kid. Paul Walker was for sure. But he still works. Like, he was on Bosch for a little bit.
Yeah.
Bit parts here or there.
Bosch.0.
All right, Paige.
All right, well, I'm done.
God, that would have been a great idea.
Bosch.
It's like nothing.
Cops showing funny clips.
It's Chris Bosch.
It's Chris Bosch. You can guess it.
Not the.
It's not Harry Bosch.
Not the corporation. Bosch.
Bausch?
Bausch.
Is it Bausch?
Bausch Shalom.
No, Bosch. B-O-S-C-H.
Bosch?
Bosch.
Okay. We could be all of them.
Not the ones who make the headphones. That's Bose.
Do we just do Ring of Fire?
I think so.
No, never again.
All right. Bojangles, I love your headphones. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Is that our girl?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
You ready?
I like people of their word. Hey, Mackenzie.
Hey.
Hey. Sorry, we were just playing a little corn there, remembering the old days when, you know, life didn't have as many situations going on. You could just go have a good time.
No bills.
Didn't have to worry about, you know, getting canceled or
chasing the stuff around.
Doxed or, you know, all that stuff.
I feel that.
Yeah. All right, so I'm sure you heard this maybe if you caught the entire show yesterday. I know that you had called, and then I know you emailed, and we said, you know, we've got the All Advice show coming up. So we kind of teased the fact that you cannot control your dreams. Everyone, I see no one on the text or online saying, oh, I can. I mean, there's those people that are saying that they can remote view. I think y'all are on drugs that say that. I don't think you can sit there and say, yeah, I want to end up on Mars right now. And then you end up there. I don't believe in that. So, what's up, Mackenzie? Lay this out for everybody. This is something else.
Yeah. So,
just tell us about you. Tell us about this dream and all that stuff.
Okay. So, I'm from New Jersey. But
we'll still talk to you.
Well, I'm actually here in South Carolina upstate, you know, working for 6 months now. And I go home in June, so I'm only here for a little bit for work. But
I've you an automobile in, I, industry?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Well, I mean, if somebody's working in the upstate for 6 months and they're going back to the home, and I know where BMW's headquarters are, but I ain't gonna say nothing though.
Oh, okay.
We all fam.
Yeah, we all fam. Okay. We all fam.
We all fam in the club.
Yeah, that's cool though. Okay, so all right. So, what's the old advice that you need? I know it has to do with the dream. That's all that I do know.
Yeah, so I've been obsessed with your show since, you know, being down here. So I really hope you can help me out. Awesome. I just love you guys. So thanks for taking my call. Yeah. And yeah, really hope you can help me out. And
that's,
you know,
what we're here for.
Me.
And we say, am I talking too much? I'm just saying it's a judgment-free zone, just like the gym. It is. Yep. I mean, we might judge a little bit, you know, Paige, but generally speaking, we will not. So tell us about the dream, and let's see what everybody says, what they would do, because I don't know.
Okay. So last summer, I had a dream, a very, very lucid dream. It was sexual, very erotic, like way too real.
Oh. Fat boy, if you would.
Yeah, hang on.
Oh, good. Same wavelengths, Paige. Yeah. You just witnessed that happen. You see the lightning go back and forth between our heads. Give us 1 second, Mackenzie.
Let me see here.
Okay.
You're talking about your little sexy dream.
Let me try this one right here.
Let's see if we can get this ready. All right. There's the sexy music. All right. Go on, Mackenzie.
Okay. This isn't good, though.
It's not good. What do you mean? You, no. don't like this song? What's the problem?
Awesome. This is our sexy song.
Okay. Well, the problem was it was about my uncle.
Whoa.
Oh.
Hold on, man.
Hang on a second.
For real, I made a mess.
Wow.
Kenzie.
Like, for real, I am sorry. Did I get on your purse page?
I think you're going to owe me another Louis Vuitton.
No, she got a cooch.
God bless.
She got a cooch bag, not coach.
Hold up.
That's a Jockey Lot bag.
I just shot.
Gucci, not Gucci.
Gucci. I just shot ginger ale. Ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
Out. I am fit to be tied right now, baby. I was not expecting that.
Oh, you objectified her.
I am sorry. Wow. Oh, boy.
That is a little unorthodox, you could say.
You're what now?
My dad's brother. Yeah, I had this full-blown, crazy, very inappropriate, dirty dream where I seduced him at their cabin in the Catskills.
God! The Catskill? Oh, yeah, Jersey. Okay.
Kenzie.
Now, are we talking about, like, accidentally, like, you kissed a cousin at a party awkward, or was it like that whole Southern Gothic novel awkward?
Like, I might need to go to therapy awkward.
Oops, I fell on your penis.
What?
That'd be an accident.
Wow.
There's so much going on right now.
Okay.
But like, here's the thing. I've never thought of him like this before, ever. Yeah. Like, he's 53 or 54, married, totally normal guy, and I've had this dream now multiple times.
God, I'm so spent right now. I was not, you know what, well, what I thought was worse, I think what I thought was worse. I will never reveal that to anyone. All right, so.
Oh, tell me during the break, please.
You'll think less of me. Even more, I'll be at a negative then.
Impossible.
All right, how, do you watch like Step Uncle porn on the hub or something?
No, I don't even know where this came from. But it gets worse.
It gets worse.
Oh, no.
He's gonna tag his aunt in, or your aunt.
I saw him at Thanksgiving and, you know, Christmas over the holidays, and I was absolutely disgusted. Like, I felt physically sick when he hugged me. I shuddered. Like, he was some kind of creep, even though he did nothing wrong.
Oh my God. Okay. Man, that's bad. I'm still cleaning up ginger ale.
Yeah.
So you had these dreams.
You'll never
I'm
see
trying
him.
To wrap my mind around this. You had these dreams about someone that you never thought of in that way, and they freaked you out. And now when you see him, you're reacting like, even though you seduced him in the dreams, you're acting like he did something, right. Even though he's innocent.
Yeah, exactly. And now I have to see him again in 2 weeks for my aunt, you know, his wife's 50th birthday party. Oh, nice. And I don't know how to cope. Like, I can't tell anyone, obviously. So what do I do?
Dreams are weird.
Yeah.
It's like your brain is like this drunk director pulling random people out of your memories and casting them like in the stupidest movies ever. And I've sex dreamed about people that I never thought of that way. But when I saw them, I had like the butterflies in my stomach, not the opposite of what you're saying.
So are you saying I'm not secretly attracted to my uncle?
I think your subconscious is just a freak. Like, I think it doesn't mean you like actually want him. It probably means like your brain's trolling you. Like, the problem is you've now attached shame to it and your body's reacting like it's actually guilty of something.
Or maybe it's a metaphor for you wanting a man kind of like that. Like, he is of his character, but it's not a sexual dream. I don't know.
Do you, like, find his, see, you're cringing, though. My therapist says this, and I don't know, well, you made a reference to therapy. I don't know if you're serious or not, but you got to rewire the association. Like, how I'm doing with the sadness about, like, missing my dad. Right now, when you see your uncle, what is his name, by the way?
I rather not say.
Okay, that probably makes sense. So when you see Uncle Jeremy and you're flashing back to the dream, that's Fatboy's real name. So instead, you need to replace the thought. Like next time you see him, immediately picture him doing something like real unsexy. Like he's cleaning a toilet or getting, like some kid threw a frisbee and hit him in the face. You know what I'm saying? Like something that
actually might help.
You got to rewire the connection.
Or you can, you know, just like go all in and imagine him with hemorrhoids, you know. There's no way he's going to. Like,
oh, my gosh. No. Ew.
Hey, you needed a cure. We gave you that. But, like, you can't control your dreams. Your dreams don't define you. Just treat it like it's a bad acid trip and just try to get on with it. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. I could see.
Yeah. No. That actually makes me feel a little better. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, anytime. And if you dream about me next, you better buy me a drink first. Is that a deal?
Okay, deal.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever dreamt about my relatives.
I don't want to throw anything out there. Somehow the uncle finds out and he's like, hey, now, I didn't know there was a little something here.
Well, man. I would avoid the eye contact with the uncle when you go back to Jersey. And when you go back for good or whatever, like, go up and tell everybody up there to listen to us, too.
Okay, I will. Okay. I will. But, right. Yeah, I can't call back and talk about this.
BMW for life. Thank you, Mackenzie.
Thanks.
Have a good morning.
Don't look at his bulge.
Oh, Lord.
I think that was one of our best solid advice right there.
That was the weirdest call
we've
ever gotten.
Don't look at him.
For.
Don't avoid him. I mean...
That is not... I'm going to write down
what
I
thought. You can't avoid him. I think there's probably something else that... just forget the dream ever happened.
That's what I thought it was going to be. And that would have been...
Oh, God.
Like, could you... and I'm not going to say it on the radio, and I know I'm doing you a disservice right now by even... But just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Like 4 years.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studios in a wet Greenville, South Carolina. Although the waters are receding, the waters will recede. It's time to say famous people celebrating a birthday on March the 5th be with you. Happy birthday. Or
suck it.
Suck it.
Double sucks.
Start off with this lady. She has no music, but... she's married to Ryan Gosling. Not the Ryan Gosling from Gosling Electric. That's a different one.
That's Brian Gosling.
Yeah, I knew it. I never got the Brian. Wrong one. Eva Mendez.
Oh, she's pretty.
She was great in Training Day. You know
what I mean? Nude?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I was trying to recall some of her better work.
Saw the carpet and the drapes.
She's great. What is, I mean, that would be a very blatant rule. No, I'm not. All right. 43. I want to say older, though.
45.
You know what? I see here that she's been on Bluey. She's done voiceovers.
Dude, I just found out Bluey's a girl, so get off my Johnson.
Eva Mendez is 51 years old today.
Damn. Wow. How old is Gaz? The Gaz.
I want to say he's 43, 44. I might have to look that one up.
Dude, you should play this game. He is 44.
Is he?
Yeah, you should play this game.
I'll do it, by God.
Well, you know all the answers. Entourage. Someone from Medellin. Aquaman.
Mandela on this page was not smoke jumpers either.
Turtle.
Nope.
Ari.
Nope.
Ari Emanuel.
Nope.
Emanuel Lewis.
It is somebody from the show.
Am I close?
Think of the main entourage. It's not Vinny Chase.
Oh, Johnny Drama.
Nope.
He was in that Mel Gibson movie about radio that was,
oh, yeah,
pretty
was.
Solid.
Kevin Dillon. Shut up, Turtle.
The little one.
The little one.
The one that's all business all the time. Had a real hot girlfriend. I can't remember his name.
E. Eric. Kevin Connolly.
Yep. Man. Now, is somebody like him a good actor? Like, has he been in a lot of stuff?
Not a lot of stuff, but, you know, like here or there.
Is he set, though?
I don't think so.
My God. Maybe.
I always liked that. I thought it was a fun show.
To like be on a well-known show or whatever, and then but you're not like wealthy or anything.
I love the cameos. And
I mean, we've been living it here, but I mean, like if you're on TV and stuff.
Whoever wrote Ari's lines were great. Like we told the guy he should go back in his mom and cook a little longer.
Oh man, that was Sunday night must see TV.
Which allegedly was based on Ari Emanuel, the character.
Oh yeah. Or no, I thought it was Scott. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's a different thing. Not the Scott Boris thing. That was another dramatic series. Have we not guessed yet? Have we not?
Not guessed. Kevin Connolly.
52.
53.
Kevin Connolly is also
51.
51 years old today.
Go Jug.
51, baby. Phoenix this weekend. 2:30.
His 501st race. Like, holy crap.
Yeah, hopefully it's a better outing than the 500.
Not just race, just the Xfinity series. Like races and everything. Like
faster than Xfinity Mobile.
Foot races, three-legged races, go-kart races, all kinds of things. Chili Peppers.
It is a Chili Peppers birthday. Nope.
Anthony.
Nope.
Will Ferrell.
Nope.
Chad.
Who'd you say?
Chad.
Nope.
That's Will Ferrell.
It's Will Ferrell.
I can't ever remember. Former member or current?
He came back. He's current now. For like the second or third time.
Paige, you know this.
He replaced Klinghoffer because they kicked him out of the band.
Give me the initials.
JF.
It's not Figueroa. John Fregosi? Fregazi.
Fregazi. Oh,
that's fake in Italian. John Frachanti.
No.
Frusciante. Frusciante.
Yeah. Frusciante.
John Frusciante.
Yes, like the female rapper, Ashante. Oh, now we got to figure out his age. I thought we were playing Guess the Age, not the name.
57.
58.
55 for John Frusciante.
I'm all hyped up, and I'm going to leave here, and it's all
I know, look.
Seattle, Washington looking outside, and like, oh, God.
It's sunny.
That's the surprise about not having a window in here. You don't know what it's going to be.
Is it sunny?
Yeah.
Good.
From what I saw.
Good. I ain't got to wash the cows now.
This gentleman won 3 Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys.
Troy Aikman.
Nope.
Emmett.
Nope.
Moose.
Nope.
Michael Irvin.
It is Irv. I thought Irv would have been ahead of Moose as far as guesses go.
Well.
Michael Irvin's birthday. Great Cowboys teams. Troy Aikman, people sleep on him. Like, when they talk about great quarterbacks of the era, they don't mention him.
Dude, why?
Like, 3 Super Bowls.
Why? Why is he not? I mean, I'm not even. There's no joke to be made there.
They're
we definitely are not in a running back world anymore as far as football goes. Running backs are, I mean, you're a quarterback or a receiver. That's it.
Most teams do a lot of running back by committee. I know Saquon's got a big extension. But
I'm saying as far as like being like a name, like not a name, but like an integral star. Running backs seem to be like old mules now.
Teams try to get by with, you know, just, you know, a patched up backfield.
Yeah.
Especially if they don't have to pay them.
Like Taylor Swift would have never dated a running back.
I don't feel like it. There's only five quarterbacks that have at least three Super Bowls, and he's one of them, Troy.
Troy Aikman graduated from UCLA and – or, yes, UCLA.
Yep. Started.
In 1988.
Started at Oklahoma.
And I would have – so did Garth Brooks. And I want to say that he was 21 then, so that adds 47.
He's doing the math.
59 years old.
What would you say, you, Paige?
60.
Well, Matt got the right age with the wrong person. Michael Irvin is 59 years old. Which is still a point.
You let me do it. You totally let me.
Paige got to 60.
We spent no time talking about the great career of Michael Irvin. But enough about his car washing that murder.
This magician ripped off an idea I had that I thought was genius, but he already created it, and he already had a patent for it, which was a sexual toy that hooked to the pump of your hot tub.
Oh, goodness.
To provide simulation of pleasure. No, it was a dildo that hooked to the pump.
Oh.
Pinchlet.
Oh.
I thought of that. I'm like, there's nobody has invented this. Well, I read a Playboy article with Pinchlet, and he's got the patent for it.
Tell everybody off what the thing I said off the air that... You said, I said, I bet that's already a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, imagine a funny little comedy bit. We could write it, produce it, the whole thing. And it's like, are you tired of trying to find out who your family is and doing those DNA 23andMe things? Does it all just seem to stay on one side? Then try Ancestry.com.
Oh, no. No.
Fatboy looks it up on YouTube. There's already a parody somebody made 12 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. 2025 over here making old bits that some guy in college made 12 years
ago. Everything's been thought of. There's nothing left that hasn't been thought of.
You want to be an explorer? There's no new land to explore.
Where are you going?
It's really not.
Bull crap. There's extra continents we don't know about. And I will say, Paige, we'll go first on this one. Okay, I'll go then. 65.
She was just looking at me.
No, I haven't gotten one yet.
You got all of them the other day.
63.
Pinchlet is 70.
Oh, gosh.
Big one for big birthday.
Trying to think of what he looks like. Which one is he?
Real tall.
Real tall.
Talks too much.
Lost a lot of weight. Ponytail.
Ponytail.
Okay, so he's the
He's the one that talks, essentially.
Okay. Pretty much, yeah.
He's Oliver Hardy to Teller's Stan Laurel. If that's a reference anyone gets.
Some of them.
Night Court. Marsha Warfield.
It is Marsha Warfield.
Wow.
I didn't have the theme song for Win, Lose, or Draw.
She's coming back.
Which had Burt Reynolds on it, too, for a little bit. Win, Lose, or Draw.
Him and Lonnie. And then they gave it to Greg, or whatever the guy was from Entertainment Tonight. I can't think of that guy's name. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, Bob Goin for a little bit. John Tesh before him.
Marsha Warfield. I used to know this one.
Roz from Night Court.
75 years old.
76.
75.
Marsha Warfield, 71 years old today.
Oh, damn it.
I thought she was dead for real. And then I saw, she's coming back. I'm like,
well, that's a pleasant surprise that she's not.
Richard Mole passed away. Marky Post passed away.
Richard Mole, when I was younger and would send off to celebrities for autographs, he sent me back one.
Oh.
Yeah. But he signed it in ballpoint pen. It looked stupid.
Did he write Bull? That's all he wrote?
He didn't write best wishes or best of luck or.
Oh.
Like best to, wishes, Bull. Like, this is for my sister, man. What are you doing?
To Matt. Yeah.
To Matt.
Eddie
Grant.
It is Eddie Grant's birthday.
Eddie with a Y, too.
Yes, it is.
Electric Avenue. Playing this for you, Gosling.
We fit no
Gosling room. Electric freaking rocks.
Oh. They're going to want you downstairs, cut a new spot.
I got to leave right after the show. And, God, he's got a tinge of looking like Bob Marley. I'm going to say that he is a ripe old 80 today.
75.
This song's from like 83, 84.
You're close. Eddie Grant's 77 years old today.
Damn it. Right in the middle. Damn it, man.
Damn.
Do you recognize the tune?
Indiana Jones?
Nope. I'm thinking The Hangover. One and two. Definitely part two.
Bangkok.
Yep. One Night in Bangkok by... His last name is one of your favorite activities.
Tony Jerkoff celebrating a birthday?
Murray Head.
Tony Bader.
I have no clue.
What was it, Bob Sitting?
I'm going to say just for... What's his name again?
Murray Head.
Suck it.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I did that for fun.
Okay, 80.
Murray Head, you close? Murray Head, 79 years old.
Oh,
today.
Damn it. I can't.
We got one.
He was tag team champions with Al Snow. Paige back in Attitude Era.
One happy heavenly birthday. I'm sure Paige had his poster on her wall. Andy Gibb would have been 67 years old today. But he had a cocaine problem, and, well, there's only one Gibb left, Barry.
Joe Gibb.
Well, you know, that's their cousin. But,
Leaf Garrett.
Morris is dead.
It's like they dropped the S. I did. If I knew something stung in here. You know what? I'm hyped. I don't want to go home. I mean, I'm not going home, but I don't want to, like...
Can't stay here.
Like, I still feel like I have something more to give out today.
Hey.
Do you want to play the song again? People love to hate that song. They really did.
Yep. Or start a line dance, maybe, to it.
Right. Or find someone who can.
There you go.
Yes, Fall Guy is a great movie. Ryan Gosling. That was a surprisingly good movie.
Good cameos at the end, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was solid. I thought it was going to suck. It was good. Notebook. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched that one with my mom.
That was great.
Literally watched that with my mom.
No, you shouldn't.
I think it's bad luck.
You gotta watch it with a girl you want to make it with.
I know, this was right at the time. Said, Nat, your daddy's gone. You're the man of my life. And I'm like, aye, aye, aye. Are we watching this together? What do you think about Brokeback, Mom? You want to check that one out?
Oh, I'll try it.
Ooh, they ain't just going fishing.
You sound like Alman now.
It's all his worm. Folks, thank you for listening to today's show. And I want to say to Maddie, wherever you are out there, the great rapper that appeared on that remix song, don't let that shatter your dreams.
No.
Keep reaching for the stars, and
we'll give you something to reach for.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah, the soap you dropped. No, but for real, that was a good... I appreciated it. Paige is flipping you off in the air. I hope that's not toward God, Paige.
I'm not.
Never can tell with her. She gets wild.
I'll go ahead and break this news now, if you want me to. Tomorrow is Thursday. Thank you for listening. You can get today's podcast available on our podcast, available through texting the word podcast to 1-800-774-0093. The TLCMotors.com phone line, standard data text rate supply. And, dude, it's raining like hell. Don't text and drive. Like, even if it ain't us, don't text your baby mama. Don't text your baby daddy. Don't text your parole officer.
Don't let me find out you text and drove.
Pull over. Don't. What's the pack? Texted and drift. Don't do it. Don't do it. And we're on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, Spotify, Apple Music, all up. Go get it. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.